If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
420 Todd Men's Room 20th Anniversary Party, Saturday, September the 6th at Black Raven Brewery. We will party from 1 until 6. Where's the explosions? Where's the excitement?
It didn't fire, man.
Okay. Boom! A day full of music featuring the Outshine Trio, a tribute to Soundgarden, Stoned, Evergreen Travelers, and of course the KISW New Originals taking the stage as well.
That is correct.
For the price of the entry there, you get a commemorative glass, a koozie, and a 16-ounce beer to kick things off right on us. Tickets are available now at KISW.com. Hope to see you. This is the big one.
Yeah. It's big one of this, but
this is it. 20 years here on The Rock, and this is our big party.
Yes, indeed.
For the year, so hopefully you'll be able to join us. Our question, who threw the punch and why was it thrown? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so when I was young in my career in the Army, there was a couple of dudes, and one was like I'm 6'4". The other dude was probably like 6 foot, but the other dude looked like Curly from the Three Stooges. Okay. And, yeah, so they start to go at it, and they're about to throw punches. And I'm like, man, I was like, knock it off. We're all going to have to do a bunch of push-ups.
Thank you.
So I get in the middle of them, and I face Curly, and I'm like, hey, man, stop. And I put my hands up like, you know, he was a cop. And this kid just hauls off and sucker punches me. But he doesn't even punch me good. He kind of like more scraped my chin.
All right.
And so, yeah. And so I just grabbed him by his shoulders on his shirt. And I just headbutted him, and he fell on the floor.
Jesus, you headbutted him?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, nobody sees it coming.
You know, you're right.
Especially him. Yeah, especially him. So anyway, my buddy Chen, who's this, like, kind of shorter Chinese dude, he runs up, and I'm not, like, this is how he sounded. He's like, you don't hit Wes, he a nice guy. And he just kicks this kid in the head and knocks him out cold. Yeah. And we used to have to shave our heads, and you could see the boot print from when Chen just Pat McAfee'd him.
Damn, wow.
Okay.
Boot print, and you headbutted the guy. I've never headbutted anyone. I'm trying to think of my...
I've never been headbutted, thank God. I've but also, that hurts.
I recently heard a story, again, different buddy. It's at a hotel bar.
Fred Savage's brother, let's headbutt him.
No, basically, this other guy was like a giant dude and was really like, you know, like, was that guy at the bar, like kind of harassing women, this and that. But security is just like one dude. It's a big dude. So he kind of chirps up like, dude, just get the, you know, get the F out of here or whatever. Guy comes back and it's like, what are you going to do about it? So he said he just sized him up real quick and headbutted him. Now, of course, the guy's nose explodes.
Of course.
There's blood. He tears off. They say when he tried to get back to the hotel, the security guy was like, we love you, buddy, but we can't have you in here tonight. You have to find a different
The guy that got headbutted or the guy that headbutted the guy?
The guy that did the headbutting.
So that was not allowed?
No, I think, you know, it's one of those things. I think they were like, look, just hotel is policy. If there's a fight, everybody's gone.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right.
But I'm with you. And I was like, you headbutted him? He goes, yeah. And I go, oh, I've always wanted to do that to somebody, but I don't know how to do it. And
I've never been in a situation where I felt, I mean, like I've been in fights and all that, but I've never felt like headbutting angry. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's the end of it.
As he said, he figured the size of this guy.
That's your best bet.
That was his only shot.
You know what? Maybe that's the difference. I've never been in a fight with someone where I'm like, this guy is going to kill me. In which case, yes. I would probably have to headbutt him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a headbutt says to me. Like, you are too big for me to throw a punch. I must headbutt you.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it.
I think the one I always remember is at Dr. John's. So I'm with my buddy Warren. Warren's a big guy.
Concert?
Actually, it was a bar called DJ's.
Ah, okay.
Dr. John's. So we're in this bar. And
I'm with you. I was like, you guys got to fight at Dr. John's. So
that's what I was thinking. So, like, man, that's not the vibe.
I don't know what the deal was.
This is not the vibe.
It was so weird. So my buddy Warren, he played football too. But three swimmers came in.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their beef was. And I still to this day don't remember. But they're chirping each other. And they're chirping at Warren. And I knew one of the dudes was a swimmer because he was wearing his jacket.
All right.
I did not know the other two were also swimmers. I just didn't know any of those guys. So for whatever reason, the main guy, the guy who's chirping Warren, and Warren square up. And I'm like, oh, man, this kid's an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Warren is going to kill him. His other two friends come over to me, and I'm like, I don't have any. I don't even know you guys.
I don't want to be a part of this.
This is not why I came here this afternoon. Like, I just don't want any part of it. Also, I don't want to fight two dudes.
Right.
Just so you know. I mean, maybe one of you, but not both of you. So both of them start walking up to me. The one dude hits me and drops me. I'm on the ground. I'm like, that happened fast.
Yeah.
Like, I just wasn't expecting, like, no words exchanged, just get punched.
Right.
Because Warren and the other guy hadn't started fighting yet.
Right. Usually there's talk before someone throws a punch.
So I'm the first guy. First guy to get hit. And I don't have a horse in this race.
Right.
But the next thing I know, I'm on the ground and I'm getting punched in the top of the head by both those guys. And I look over and I'm like, hey, Warren, help me, man. Like, look, right. I need your help. And all of a sudden, I just see Warren fall right beside me. On his back, head up, face up.
Right.
Ba-boom. And this guy gets on top of him, and he's just wailing on him before the bouncer gets over there and pulls these guys off of both of us. Warren's completely knocked out. I get up on my hands and knees, and I take one more shot as I'm trying to get up. You got one more shot in on me. But I stand up, I'm like, what in the ever? Like, what is going on? And I look down, and Warren's out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out. I couldn't. Warren was 6'4" and weighed 290 pounds.
Damn.
This swimmer was probably a buck 65, 6'2". I don't know. He just hit him clean.
Just knew what he was doing.
Because I just thought to myself, there's no way this idiot is ever going to be able to get through any of this crap. And I mean, he knocked him out cold. And at that point in time, I'm like, we're screwed. Like, as far as being able to take care of the rest of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, when the big guy in your group that handles the business gets knocked out, that is like, that's a frightening moment.
I looked over and I was like, I was still on the ground with my head on my side. I looked over and there's Warren right beside me. It's like, oh, no. We are screwed.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Johnny.
Hola.
Boxing gloves. What's going on, fellas?
How are you, sir?
Okay, now the first punch. Let me lead this up to you. My brother always got me in trouble. So I was wrestling with him. I broke his glasses. He yelled, Dad, Johnny broke my glasses. Dad said, Johnny, go to the room. So Dad broke out his belt and was getting ready to whip me. I said, no, Dad, let's go to the store and let's get some boxing gloves. I want to learn something from boxing instead of from the belt. Dad smiled because Muhammad Ali just got through fighting just that Saturday. So we went and got boxing gloves. We're out in the garage. My dad threw a overhand. He was doing Muhammad Ali shuffle and all that good stuff. And Dad threw a left, and I ducked back and threw an overhand right. My guy's only 12 years old, but I got him flush right in the nose and the mouth, and down goes Dad. I was like, oh, my God.
Down goes Dad.
Are you kidding me? I run into the bedroom. I took my glove, or into the kitchen where Mom was cooking spaghetti. What happened? I said, I just knocked Dad out. Mom said, you did what? I said, yeah. Dad comes around. He's got blood trickling out his nose and down his lip. Mom said, Mac, you've learned your lesson for the day. Leave Johnny K alone. And I was like, oh, my God, Dad said, if you get in trouble. And I'm like, oh, I'm never getting in trouble again. Lord, he's going to beep a pulp out of him. It was one of the, still today. He passed away like 3 years later at 38 of a sudden heart attack. But still, that's one of the.
At least you have the pride of knowing that you beat his ass before he died.
Yeah, you got it in.
At a very young age.
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
But that was just one of those things that, as a kid, you never expect to see your dad throw a left at you, you know, unless you're in a ring, who's in the garage. And when he threw that left, I was like Ken Norton. Boom! Overhand right. Broke his jaw. Down goes Dad. I'm like, woo! Oh, man, I thought he was
going to
kill me.
Anyone so happy.
That's awesome, Johnny.
Yeah, good for you, man. Jesus Christ.